I hope I don't mess this up first time. Okay.
It's not like if you do, no one needs to know. I can just cut to the one that you do right.
That's true. I forget that that's a thing. I just assume that when I listen to podcasts, that I'm right the first time, which is insane. But all right, here we go.
All right.
This is pretty big.
Okay, I'm probably going to leave all of this in.
Yeah, I thought you would probably. Okay, I'm going to start the show now.
Please do.
Hi, welcome to Every Six Sec, a sex and relationship podcast hosted by the people who can't say the name of the podcast. Let me try again.
I mean, yeah, that's part of the point. It's hard to say. Every six sec.
I know. You don't have to. I know it is. You don't
it's
have to
It's hard.
Like,
no, I was like tongue twisting. It was like red letter or yellow. I can't even. Is it leather or leather?
It's leather. Much like the stuff people use in their bedrooms. That's our first conversation topic.
Oh, about it's a sex thing.
Yeah.
Hey, let's try to start it for real, though. Let's do it.
Hi, welcome to Every Six Sec, a sex and relationship podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
And I'm Marina Conover. And I'm the sister.
Yes.
Is that how we're supposed to do it? I forgot if you were supposed to speak next or if it was supposed to be
no,
me.
No, it's just a 1-2. It's just you get me, I go, and then you go. I thought we
tossed it back to you, and you said, like, I'm a brother. And then I was like, and I'm a sister or something. I thought there was more to it, but that's fine.
What we could do is we could have my say the first thing, and then you could be like, and I'm a sister, and I'm a brother, and then we can say together, no sex things. We're not married.
Yeah, the point is that we're not married, which I think is clear at this point.
We're not. So, we're brother and sister.
So if we want to take a crack at it next week, like, whatever.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, that sounded perfect to me. All right, I guess end of the podcast?
I guess.
All right, good job.
Nailed it. First try.
Oh, that's like a sex joke, too.
Because... sex.
Yeah, sex. People are into sex, but not you and me very much, which is why we're doing this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, because you and me both identify on the asexual spectrum, which is a thing that not many people like know that much about. And I'm not going to say that I know a whole lot about it either, because like I only know what I know. But that's kind of the point of this. It's to just kind of like, we can talk about what we know. Maybe other people at some point, if they do listen to this, geez, that's weird, might be able to add their voices to this so that people know what that is and, you know, can know if they're not alone in that or whatever. So.
And also because it's a potential for a lot of funny jokes.
It has come up in some funny ways. Like, yes. Probably like everything.
Yeah, but I feel like one extreme advantage that we have here that we're taking advantage of our audience in is that the reason in comedy sex and relationships come up so much is because it's universal. Like, not everyone has a job in engineering like I have or don't have yet.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't have experience. Not everyone has experience in engineering, so I can't make jokes about engineering, but everyone understands sex and relationships. Except for us. So we have this potential to really kind of play with that humor in a way that hopefully it will be entertaining or terrible, but it'll be fun
right.
to try.
You know, what's always fun is when it's always funny when a person stands there and tries to talk about why the thing that they might start talking about will be funny. Hopefully.
Yes. It's always
as opposed
good,
to just talking about it and being funny.
Yeah. It's always a better idea to start out explaining to your audience. This is why you might want to laugh at some point.
This
in the future.
Is why this might be funny. Eventually.
This is why this show might have promise. Audience.
Right. Sure. Okay. So, but like, here's where I'm at. It's like what I want to talk about this first one.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things I want to talk about. Actually, there's one thing I definitely want to talk about because it's kind of coming up for me at the moment. I don't know what to do about it, but
ooh.
More importantly than that. Yeah. It's like relationship drama. Give me some advice about this boy because mostly I don't want to deal with it, but I thought that was going to stop and I was going to be able to.
Sorry. I ran out of breath.
No, please don't ever apologize for that. I'm happy. You know what? It's fine.
Wait, hold on. Is that a sorry or don't ever apologize for that because you think it's awesome or sorry, don't apologize for that because I don't want it to ever happen again?
Don't apologize for running out of breath when you make that noise because you running out of breath when you make that noise is the best thing that could happen.
I see. Gotcha. Uh-huh. That makes right. sense. So you want me to stop it? You want me to stop doing it, is the point.
I would like to talk about something completely different, which is to say asexuality.
Ooh.
Please, good God. Oh, my God. I was like, this will be fun. I can do with my brother. I like my brother. And, like, now I'm wondering if that's...
Eesh. Risky proposition.
Yeah. Only like 10 minutes in.
Not even. Probably not even not that even. Much. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, we should maybe have been timing this.
Anyway. Okay. I'll start a thing on my phone.
It's not going to be terribly relevant now. How long have we been talking? Okay, who knows?
I don't know.
It's impossible to say.
Start talking about this. We have to start the podcast.
Okay. We Thank did that you. Already.
No, but the part of it.
Here's the thing. For a second, I was like, can that be about sex parts? And it's like, well, yes, but I don't know that people really talk about sex in like, she has those boob parts.
That's how I absolutely talk about sex every time.
Every time. All yeah. the two times.
Hey, it's three. Like, come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's be a little respectful of my fragile you. Masculinity. Thank you.
Oh, God. Anyway. here's what I wanted to talk about to just like for the first episode, because it's possible that some people might find this and be like, oh, I should listen to that because I am asexual, but it's also possible people could find it and be like, what even is that? And I know like for me, when I first heard about asexuality, like I didn't really know what it meant either. And so I was thinking maybe we could both talk about like what we identify as, like how we identify and what that means to us, to just kind of make clear, like, what is it that we're even talking about when we say asexuality? And it can be different for different people. There's like different places on the spectrum. So I just thought maybe we could talk about that if that's cool.
Yeah, I'm down.
Hopefully that's cool because I bought microphones so we could talk about it.
That's
so
true.
Hopefully that's cool.
Yeah, for real. Do you want me to start or do you want to go first?
Sure. I kind of want you to start because, well, you know what? I would love for you to start. I think I know where you identify, but we've never really like talked it out. So,
okay. Yeah, sure. I'm going for it. I don't know much about the community or how the spectrum is defined. But from what I have heard, it sounds to me like the phrase demisexual is the best for me.
Okay.
Because I know that, I'm not, it's like a, how do I describe this for me? Like, I've been in two separate relationships or a couple. Damn.
You gave that one away pretty quick.
But. Pretty quick. Could have had that be the thing for the whole show. It's like, how many relationships has Rhodes been in? Piece together the clues. Nope. Too late for that.
The secret clues. Well, he said too specific and then yep. he said couple and then he said damn. So it's four probably. Letters, four letters in the word damn. Six letters in couple? Am I right? Did
yes,
I math that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, thank God.
Six
I kind of pulled that one.
6 - 4 = 2.
Exactly. That's how you
found it. Found the truth.
The first part where you said specifically two, that's just not really relevant. That's a coincidence.
That's just a coincidence. Yeah, it's like, don't read into it, guys. Just if you're out
Come
there
on,
trying
don't
to
get
read
twisted.
In, yeah, don't twist my words, please. so I've been in a couple relationships over the time of my life, but whenever I'm not in a relationship, with any human being, like romantic relationship, I look at female people and have zero interest in them in any physical or sexual way. Like you could be like, do you want to hold hands with that person? And I'm like, ugh, no, thank you. Not like a necessarily repulsion way, just in like a, it doesn't sound interesting type of way. But if it comes all the way to like sexual things, like actual sex, it almost gets a little bit repulsy. And I figured out more recently, it's less of the action that repulses me and more of the idea that like I would be doing something that intimate with somebody that I don't have a connection with. So it's like if I had sex with somebody who I didn't know very well, it would feel almost objectifying in a weird way that I don't feel mm-hmm. comfortable with. Like, I don't know that person. I'm just using them for like this physical sensation and that would feel odd. But when I get into a relationship, I've noticed the more emotionally comfortable I come with the people I'm in a relationship with, the more interested I become in certain physical intimacies. Like it goes from holding hands, becomes something I'm interested in, to kissing them, becomes interested, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I personally have never gotten to the point where I'm interested in actual like sex or anything like that.
Right.
But I don't have any reason to believe that that would not happen given more time with a certain person.
Okay, sure.
So that's basically me.
Okay. See, I'm glad I asked you to go first because, we haven't really super talked about this. I think I remember you telling me that you identify as asexual. We were like at a Culver's drive-thru. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
I remember that pretty well because I don't think we'd really talked that much about like relationships and stuff before. And it was really interesting to me because I was on the path of trying to figure out where I fell and if asexual was the right term for me. And you just kind of popped out with, oh, well, I'm asexual. And I was like, what? No way. Hmm. So it was like, yeah, it was like an interesting conversation for me for that reason. But also like, I kind of always just thought you were more that you were more straight up asexual. Like, I just kind of thought that's that you took that and you just like ran with that, like just straight up.
I did for a while. And when we originally had that conversation, I was not in a relationship and I hadn't thought about this in the first one. So I hadn't even thought about it. So in terms of that, at that moment you were talking to me, I had no interest in anything sexual. So asexual seemed to make the most sense. But since entering a second relationship, I realized that wasn't completely descriptive of me.
That's awesome, Rhodes. I mean, like, that's awesome that you've gone through that basically. Just because, like, it cuts to something else, too, is that, like, sexuality can be sort of a fluid thing. Like, you can think you identify one way at some point and then find in your life, you know, later on that there's something else that defines you more accurately. And that's not, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's cool.
It's not something that I have to, like, it doesn't matter. So, like it doesn't matter what I do or what I... Like, it's so weird that people take it so seriously, but to me, it's just kind of like, well, whatever I'm interested in is basically my official opinion. That's what I am. And I don't really know what words people associate with it, but yeah, I think that you spoke to that well. Now that's I feel admirable. Very formal and I need to stop doing the formal thing. This is supposed to have some jokes in it. Ha ha ha, jokes. Right. Ha! Well,
you can't, like, yeah. Sometimes it's going to be serious. Sometimes they're going to be jokes. It's cool. Whatever. It's what it is.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. See, there's the joke.
Got it.
God, good joke. That was it.
Very
that was
intelligent.
A thinker. That was a real thinker.
Go ahead.
I also identify as demisexual. So yeah, again, I didn't know that you did. So that was interesting.
I thought I mentioned that. I guess not.
No, I don't think so. Just kind of asexual. Because asexual is a good umbrella term for the spectrum of asexuality, which demisexual falls on.
I think I know that you must have known that about me because I got the word from you.
Oh, really? Okay.
You mentioned it on a phone call, and I was like, oh, that kind of seems like me. And then
And then you went ahead and looked it up, and...
No, I think you're using it to describe maybe yourself or somebody else, but you used the phrase in context, and I understood in the conversation, and I thought to myself on the phone, oh, yeah, that kind of sounds like me based off these interactions I've been having, and
got
then...
You.
I guess I must have never said explicitly, oh, that's me. I thought I had told you that, but I guess not.
Maybe I wasn't listening.
Yeah, sounds like you. I always listen all the time.
No, I don't think you would have, because again, I feel like that would have been like a thing for me to be like, no way. So I think I would have actually paid attention. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I was playing like hearts on my phone or something. I don't know, whatever. Like we usually do when we're talking.
I play, I play Minesweeper. It's different. It keeps my spatial reasoning skills sharp. sex talk.
These are the jokes. We just do weird voice. Rhodes does weird voice things.
You just heard my bedroom voices just there.
Oh my God. Well, all I can say is it's good for your girlfriend that you identify on the asexual spectrum and you're not planning on getting in there
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Are you still doing sex voices?
No, that's not a sex voice.
What was that voice?
It's a kissing voice.
Oh, that's the kissing voice.
Yes.
Well, sometimes kissing and sex can go hand in hand.
They can.
I mean, I don't want to get like too personal with you, I guess, but like, can you maybe give me like a sample of like, if you were going to be kissing somebody, but also having sex, like what would that voice maybe sound like? Kind of like the bedroom plus kissing in the bedroom.
So
voice.
Like a combination of those two?
Yeah. Like a little combo pack.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second to kind of warm it up here.
Right. And maybe what you can say, if you're having, do you want me to give you like a line to say?
Sure. Yeah.
Would that help or do you have one
definitely.
Kind of
No. You go for it. You get me one. Give me one.
Shoot. Now I've got to come up with one. Maybe something kind of like, oh baby, I like kissing your face.
Nice. Okay, man.
One of those things you would naturally say if you were in that situation.
Honestly, that is something I would actually say in that situation. all right, I got this. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, I like kissing your face.
Is that gasp because like your lips got caught up in the kissing?
I assume so. In actuality, reality, like what just happened right now, it's because I stubbed my toe very hard.
You're sitting at a desk.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Wow.
It's very impressive.
Did you hear about the impressive burn I gave myself this week? Okay, at some point, we're going to run out of stuff to talk about with sexuality, and we're going to want to keep recording our dumb podcast, and hopefully then we can get into like our weird medical things, because you and I both have some doozies.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, do you remember the time? And it's like, insert story about me getting attacked by a sea turtle. Real story.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
And like you, obviously, I feel like I have more than you do.
But
like,
I feel like
I've got a lot more of them, but you've got like
some really good, impressive ones. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely true.
All right. Teaser for next time, I guess. And by next time, I mean some point way in the future when we can run out of ideas.
Next time on the Every 6 Sec podcast show, we'll talk about other things that may include sex, but also might not, like medical
things. I don't think any of my medical things include sex.
Or that's why I said or not. Get it?
Gotcha. Sure. Can we talk about me? Can we get back to me?
Yeah. Let's get back to you. You are the more important person of the two.
Here. Well, I just mean we got to hear your like touching story.
Yeah, and mine was more interesting, I'm assuming. So,
yeah, basically, I mean, you covered it. Like, I also identify as that same thing. Yeah.
All right, cool. We're done talking about you now. Back to me.
All right. What do you have to say?
I actually want to hear more about you. That's all I wanted to say.
I knew if I put you on the spot, you would not be able to come up with anything.
Hey, that's a fair assumption. That doesn't mean it's okay to make.
It's not okay to say it out loud.
Yeah, it's true, but it doesn't mean you can just like say it.
You can't just say stuff like that. Oh, this is the thing I actually wanted to say, was that I also identify that way. To me, it means like I was learning about asexuality and I was thinking that actually feels like me. And at the time I was learning about it, I was not in a relationship either. And I was like, this feels like me, but also like I've been in a relationship before and I did, you know, do all the physical things and I did have sex and like I did do all that stuff. So maybe that just can't be true for me. Like maybe I can't identify that way because I've already done this stuff. So I kind of thought about it and then kind of tossed that aside thinking that was not accurate. And then I learned about the concept of demisexuality actually from like a super good fan fiction. Like character talks about it. I think I'd read about it before, but it seemed like a fake thing. You know what I mean? Like it seemed like the sexuality is basically that you're demisexual if you don't feel sexual attraction until you get to know somebody very well. And then you might start to develop more of these sexual or physical feelings. And I was like, but that's everything, right? Like, that's everybody.
It's like, gotta be. Who, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. I was like, that's not an orientation. That's just, like, how life is. Like, you're not just going to go out and be like, let me fuck all of it.
Yeah.
Like, of course not.
Yeah, I've talked to some friends. And I'm not going to name names or anything.
Jared.
I was literally going to do that.
Do you know someone named Jared?
I do, but I'm pretty sure he'd know if he ever listened to this that it was not about him. So I'm just going to make up.
It's about you, Jared.
It always
it is.
It's always Jared. About you.
This is actually. Hi, welcome to the We Hate You, Jared podcast. The first 20 minutes of this were a farce.
Welcome to the Hate Jared podcast.
It's not about Subway.
It's about.
Don't get it twisted.
The show where we complain about Jared from the two people least qualified to say anything about him.
Fuck you, Jared.
Fuck you. What was the thing I was talking about, though? A friend of mine, I'm going to call him Steve, told me I was talking about this exact topic, actually, in regards to me saying I was starting a podcast about asexuality. And I was like describing the title Every 6 Sec, which is, you know, the statistic that says every 6 seconds people tend to think about sex. And obviously, I'm pretty sure that statistic doesn't mean that like every literal 6 seconds you have a second of thinking that. It's probably more of most people are awake for about 16 to 18 hours a day. So people are probably averaging somewhere in the range of 2.5 to 3 hours of time every day thinking about sex.
What? That can't be true.
Right?
That cannot be true.
See, that's what I was saying. And then my friend Steve was like, I probably fall into that category. And I just like lost my mind. Like, I don't, it's not bad. I don't want to say that's bad by any means. I just do not understand that. Like,
how is there enough like to think about? Like my favorite, like fiction, I can like think real hard about it. Right? Like I like flailing over feelings for TV shows or whatever. Like I couldn't think. Solid. I couldn't really spend 2 hours a day thinking about Sam Winchester that much. Like, I love to, and I like pop into it, and I would get there. But like, I don't. Not every day. 2 hours.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree. Like I remember in high school. This is a true story. They cited that statistic at me in a health class in a sex ed section, and they cited that statistic, and I literally, I'm not kidding, went. That's not true. And then the class was silent.
Because apparently it is.
And
And if you agree with us that that's crazy, this is the podcast for you. Look it up. Look it up because you're not listening to it. Just go find it.
Yeah, just go find it. It's probably on iTunes or wherever podcasts are sold.
You haven't heard of it yet, but go look, check it out.
Anyway, but that happened. And he was like, yeah, I've kind of fallen into that category. And like, admittedly, I know I've had times in my relationships where I've thought about like my significant other for periods of time that are comparable. But like, I can't imagine just doing that regarding sex. Like, the things that interest me in those people are like their personality and their kindness and like their like characteristics. And like, mm-hmm. maybe if I got to the point where I was having sex with those individuals, like maybe I'd be like, man, that was awesome. I wish I could do that again. But I cannot imagine doing that for like a sixth or more of my waking state. That's mind boggling. That's mind boggling. Yeah. Like, I don't want to get too graphic on this podcast, but I mean, it's a sex podcast, so it's not like much of a choice. Like, I mean, maybe this is just a lack of experience here. I feel like you'd run out of particular things to think of. Like, I feel like there's like a list of things that you can get involved in, and then eventually you're going to run out of them. Like,
yeah, dude.
Like, that means if you're alive for 60 years, that means 10 years of your time is spent thinking of sex. What? You're going to run out. Like, you're going to run out. And that's a lesson Supernatural needs to learn.
The second time we talked about that this episode. You know what, though? Okay, here's the thing, though. It's like, I've just been looking and looking, and I can't find a Supernatural podcast that I like. Like, all the Supernatural... Oh, God, I want one so bad. I just want to be able to sit at work and think about Sam Winchester for 2 hours, but nobody wants to talk about Sam Winchester. Like, all the Supernatural podcasts just... okay. This is, if you want to do a Supernatural podcast, a Bitter Sam Crow podcast with me, get at me. Anyone out there listening, again, look it up.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, I don't want to do that.
No, you don't care.
I don't care at all.
That's fine. Anyway, what were we talking about? Were we not talking about Sam Winchester?
How 10 years of your life would have to be devoted to the sex. Like, and I'm not like saying like sex isn't great. I don't know. I haven't had it. So I'm not like aware.
It's like, I'm like, it's okay.
Like, it sounds fine,
I guess.
From what I've gathered from culture, it sounds like it's probably enjoyable. Like, it's probably a positive net experience. And okay. Some of you out there are probably listening going, it's phenomenal. Everything about it's phenomenal. Maybe.
Right. I think this is also part of the asexuality thing is like that I have done that. And like, I don't think it's the worst thing, but I also am like, you know, what could also be good is like watching TV and hanging out and talking. Like, I'm not like repulsed necessarily. At least I wasn't when I was in this relationship. Like, I wasn't repulsed by this, but also I don't know that it was usually my like, oh, you know, what would be fun to do this weekend or, you know, like that wasn't
the top of your list.
No, even when I was in kind of like probably the most, I guess, sexualized I've ever been. Well, not sexualized, but like, you know, the most sexual thoughts. I still wasn't. That wasn't like my number one thing, you know?
Yeah, I get you. I've never been there, so I don't really know. But I do know, like, just instinctually, there must be a lot of repeat thoughts if you're thinking about it for 10 years.
Obviously, that's like people like fetishes or whatever. Like, they're thinking about the same thing. It just like continues to be interesting.
But like a lot of repeat, like years of time of repeat. Like, I can't even comprehend how much time you must be thinking about it. I don't want to like rag on people who are into it. Like, fine, I just don't get it. And if you could possibly explain to me what's so interesting about it, I'm curious. But that's about the end of my understanding.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is like, this is one of those things. And this is why I'm glad we're having this podcast is I don't think it is something that you can really explain. Like, I think it's one of those things that you get or you don't get, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, we happen to be of a sexual orientation where we don't get it. And that's just, you know, how it is. And so it's difficult to some things, you know, you can try to share with somebody, but some things a person just can't experience. And I think this is one of those things. So like, probably people who are listening to this, who don't identify on the ace spectrum are going to be very confused by like what we're saying and not be able to understand it.
And they're going to think we're lying.
Right. But that's exactly what I feel about people who are talk about it the other way.
Yeah,
like,
no, for
like
sure.
The concept of people like cheating on their wife because they just wanted to, I'm like, just don't do that.
Yeah. Just don't do it.
Like, what are you doing? Just don't do it. Like, just don't. And like,
just
I'm
choose
sure
not
that,
to.
Right. I'm sure that there's like something in there that I don't understand because I can't be in that headspace and understand it. which, you know, is okay. Sometimes you can't, but it's good to try to learn more about stuff.
For sure.
And try to be able to understand something else. So that's why I'm excited that we have this going, is like, hopefully some people might be able to understand asexuality a little bit better, who doesn't identify that way. And hopefully some people who do can listen to this and finally be able to hear people talking in a way that makes sense to them about relationships and stuff. Because I don't think it really doesn't come up that much. It's crazy. Like, it really feels like something that is understood and underserved,
sure.
Underrepresented. Exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to also throw a little, caveat out there, that I thought I might've missed in my description before of what I describe my sexuality. People often confuse, I think, like, sexuality and interest in relationships. I'm super interested all the time in, like, romantic relationships. Like, not all the time. That makes it sound like a lot. But, like I'm not against romantic relationships. They don't repulse me. I don't have a lack of interest in those. I think they're super valuable because I like the type of companionship I can get from them and stuff like that. And to any of those people listening, thinking, like, do you just not like to date people? How are you dating people? That doesn't make sense. It's just because, like, I'm interested in that kind of companionship and connection without necessarily getting physically intimate is really the distinction. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was important.
Are you familiar with the concept of, like, your romantic orientation?
Well, I don't think, like, I am.
Okay, maybe you should go check that out. Just go troll on some Tumblr or something, find something, because that's a concept, is that there's, like, your sexual orientation and your romantic orientation, and there's some people who are, like, aromantic asexuals who aren't interested in that, and there's some who are, like, heteroromantic or biromantic. You know, basically the same thing as with sexual orientation, but with romantic relationships.
Gotcha.
So it's worth looking into, seeing how you feel about that. But what you're saying, actually, it reminds me of the thing I wanted to bring up to you.
Okay.
Which is, there's this guy at work who I've been talking to at work at lunch, and who is definitely now, like, flirting with me, and I don't know what to do about it. Relationship stuff. Because, yes, I agree. I'm similar. Like, basically, like, if I fantasize about something, like, if someone was, like, to smile at me and I was like, oh, they seem nice, like, my fantasies that would spin out, which maybe in a different person would be like, sex or kissing or whatever, I'd be like, oh man, I wonder if this person wants to love me and, like, hang out and, like, watch movies and, you know, like, it's all just like, I would love to have somebody in my life who was, you know, those things. I would be so, that would be great. And, like, when I fantasize about anything, it's like, oh, maybe this will be the thing.
Yeah, no,
this
will
be a person who can do this for me.
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing. Whenever I'm single and I'm, like, in, like, kind of open to the idea of someone in my life, it's, and whenever I get, like, the question mark, it's always like, man, I wonder what kind of fun things I could do with that person. Like not, like, sex fun things, like, what kind of movies they'll like, and what will they like, board games and stuff like that. You know, the things that, like, I want to share with them and the fun experiences. And it's never been about, like, you know, kissing or anything. It's crazy. I'm also, as a side note, I don't want to get, like, too meta here, but I'm also super glad that our podcast is hosted by a brother and sister, and that we have someone from both, like, genders, which is nice, which is good to have. Try to get representation out there, because I know too often, at least I know in my experience, guys give guys shit if, like, you're not interested in that kind of thing. So, like,
yeah, we should do a whole episode on that. That'd be interesting.
So, yeah, like, I'm down.
Because I think it's a lot more, not to get into it now too much, because we should do that later. But, like, I do think it seems like something that, like, maybe women are supposed to be demisexual. That, like, that's the idea, is, like, you're supposed to be, like, holding yourself off until, you know, protecting your precious treasure, you know, until you find marriage or something, and guys are supposed to just be spreading their seed around. So I wonder if, like, there's sort of an idea that's what women should be like. And so I wonder how that is on your end, but I don't want to talk about your end or your butt, because I'm not interested in you like that. But what I do want to, that was awkward. I hated that. Anyway,
please,
what I do want to talk about,
cut that out.
No, I'm keeping it in. It's
oh,
amazing.
Dear God. No.
Anyway,
did she really use end to say penis?
What?
Is that your implication?
I said I'm not interested in your
end.
Your end. Like, it was in your end of things. And I said,
or
your butt.
So I assumed that, like, the end of my
penis
or my butt.
What the fuck? The end of your penis.
I didn't know.
Like
it was
your
weird.
Rear end. Like your rear end. You weirdo.
No, but you said butt, which made me think there was the first thing was something different, like this or this. So I had to find something else, and I could not think of anything that made more sense.
No, come on. Don't make me explain how this setup worked.
This is your fault, not mine.
No. You made it very weird.
No, this is your fault.
You talked about the end of a penis. I don't even know which side that would be. Is it the part that's connected to you, or is it the other part? Like, I don't even know.
That's a very good point. I am not sure.
Who's ever used the term the end of his penis?
Oh my God, I don't know. I need to find out. I'm going to text all my friends tonight. Hey, have you ever used this phrase?
Hey, what's the end of... Hey, where's the end of your penis right now?
If I send you a dick pic... Which direction / orientation?
Rhodes just texts everybody he knows, all the boys he knows, his dick, and says, hey, what's the end? And people are like, over friendship? I don't know, like right now, I guess.
We need to put this on Yahoo Answers real quick.
Oh my God. Hey, what's the end of my penis? I don't know, I guess syphilis? Oh man.
Ooh, this is dumb. Ugh.
This is dumb and gross. So there's a guy at work.
Guy at work. All right. What's the end of his penis look like?
Oh, Jesus.
So sorry.
So, no, you're not. No. Not as sorry as you should be, or you wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, it's true.
there's this guy at work, and he said, please. This guy is terrible.
Go ahead. Guy at work.
There's a guy at work, and I started eating lunch with him, and that was cool. Getting to know him a little bit at work. He's new to the area like me. And he seems like a cool dude. And I was enjoying talking to him, and we were kind of doing some sort of like, oh, we have similar, like he likes movies and he likes sci-fi and stuff. And it was like, oh, we should like do that because like neither of us have friends here. And we both like these sci-fi shows and we both like going to the movies and stuff. Like we should do that sometime.
Question.
And I would love, yeah.
How new is he? Like, have I not heard of him before, or has he been around?
He's been around. This isn't Dan.
No, I'm not talking about Dan. I'm sure you're not interested in Dan.
I am not, and Dan doesn't exist there anymore.
I know. Okay. Also, we should probably use alternative names.
Yeah, probably for most people, but like Dan, come on.
Yeah.
I feel like Dan deserves what he gets, and presumably he will never hear this or listen to this.
You'd think.
But we can talk about Dan at some other point. This is another guy. I'll call him Aaron.
Ooh, Aaron. I like that name. It's always first in the alphabetical order. Go ahead.
Sure.
Wait. How long has he been around? Like, has he like been hired since you were hired? I'm just curious.
Yes. He's newer than me. He's newer than Dan, I think. So he's like probably the past like 3 months or something, like a couple months. Cool. And I didn't talk to him that much when he first came to work there. But I started talking to him a couple weeks ago. And so, yeah, we were talking about like hanging out and stuff like that, which I was like, sure, that sounds good. But there's also, it's me and a dude. And unfortunately, there's always this thing. If it's a guy and a girl talking, it's like, are they going to date? Like, is it a romantic thing? You know?
Yep. I'm aware.
And yeah. And so like, that was one of those things that's like, maybe going to happen, but I was happy to just keep him on going and being like, yeah, we should hang out. Like we talked about like watching sci-fi shows one day. Like we should like when we have time, like eat snacks and watch TV. And I was like, oh my God, that's my number one way of hanging out with people.
Yeah, for
real.
That
sounds great. Yeah, I was like, so that sounds great. But since then, it's become a lot more like explicitly like he's flirting with me as opposed to just talking to me. Mm. Like there comes a point, I feel like, and girls might know what I'm talking about. Maybe you do too. Where you can kind of go on and just kind of assume that your conversation is maybe flirty, but maybe not. And maybe this is mostly just because I'm not very flirty because of my sexuality. But for me, there's sort of a point when you can just kind of be like, well, you know, we're talking, but there's no reason to assume that it's a romantic thing until like you get to a point when someone starts straight up being like, you're beautiful. And you're like, oh, okay, that's 100% what we're doing now. And the trouble is that he's sort of flirting at me, and I do want to hang out with this guy, but I don't really know how to respond to these like flirty text messages or whatever, because it sort of feels like just going with it or responding in kind. One, I'm not very good at that. And two, it seems kind of like leading somebody on, because I don't know that that's going to be something I'm interested in. And I'm mostly here for friendship, right?
Yeah.
But in other cases, you know, maybe that's not something I should be worried about, because I could just be a totally straight, normal, like healthy sexual drive girl and still never be interested in dating him. And that could just be how it is. But it's also one of those, it's like, maybe I would be like, my like romantic and sexual attraction doesn't come until I know a person much better. So the best way that if I wanted to reciprocate this guy's feelings is to get to know him a lot better as a friend.
Yep.
But also I might never. So it's like it's a weirdly weird position of like, what kind of, should I encourage this? Should I tell him straight up, like, I'm asexual? Or like, what should I do?
I would tell him straight up. I'm always a fan of honesty. I would like, right. I would explain it to him just like you explained it to me.
That's one, super awkward to do in a text message or something.
Oh, in person if you can. Or
right, in the lunchroom at work.
Touche. Or that's a very, very fair point. Like, send him the podcast. The only other way.
Oh, God. I don't want to send this to anybody I know.
Oh, really? I'm sending it to everybody I know.
Oh, God. Okay, you can do that then. I'm definitely, like, do you remember when I did, like, a vlog on the internet? Like, my reaction is very much like, I'm going to do this, and if people find it, that's cool, but I'm not going to, like, make people I know look at it.
I'm just going to send it out. I, like, you don't have to listen. I'm just like, here, if you're interested in me doing a podcast, this is it.
Well, cool. You can be the guy who does that, and maybe your friends will listen and tell people, and my friends will not know. Also, I don't have that many friends. It's not a big deal, but... I don't have friends. But so, okay, yeah, but I don't have friends, so I would like to be friends with this dude. Like, I would like to do that. But I guess it's very possible that if I'm like, hey, you know what, I'm asexual, I don't know that I'm ever going to be interested in dating you, that whole thing could get shut down. Because some people, that is their only concern. Which I guess means I shouldn't be friends with the dude anyway, if that's all he wants. But I don't know. It does feel like also something that somebody could say to get a creepy guy away from them. You know, like, I just feel like it's such a difficult...
It's a weird position.
Like, to say, like, hey, I'm not shutting you down because I think you're gross or weird. I just don't know that I'm interested like that. But I would like to hang out with you. Can we do that without, like...
Like, I'm interested
in hitting at each other?
Like, I guess what you could say basically is, like, look, I'm asexual. I'm not interested in a romantic relationship with you right now, or a physical one right now, based on like my sexual orientation or whatever. However, you seem very cool, and it could potentially one day I could develop that interest reasonably. Like, it's not insane. I'm not guaranteeing it, but the only way you're ever gonna find out is if you're willing to like hang out and have fun with me.
The only way you're gonna get into these pants.
Okay, well, you can,
it sounds gross.
You can say it better than that. Write it down. Like, write it down, edit it, make it really clean, make it really reflect what you believe, and then send it in text message. Copy and paste it from a notepad or something. Like a digital notepad.
Okay, you got very technical there for a second. I'm not a computer. I didn't go to engineering school, dude.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I just, like, totally... synced into my copy and paste class there. So yeah,
the copy and paste class that you have in your like what mind palette, like you synced in, you like you connected into the system.
Yep. My copy and paste class. Yeah. It's actually
that you do in your brain.
Yes. It's actually that class that I remember. I took it here at the school. I just remember it really well. It's like a mind palace, but it was really crazy for a class about copy and pasting. We had so many issues with plagiarism.
I'm not going to laugh at that joke.
Come on.
I'm not going to do it. You already did. You just did very loudly for yourself. So I guess feel good about that.
Come on. Man, it took my entire life as me making jokes that I think are good and everyone else being like, man, you're going to die alone.
Holy shit. Who said that to you? Did someone say that to you after you made a joke?
My girlfriend.
Oh, man. And that's how she broke up with you.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Look, I didn't want to have to tell you like this, but you're going to die alone. What was that? Because of the joke? No, it was sort of a funny joke. I just wanted to let you know that this isn't working out. I'm breaking up with you. You're gonna die alone.
And in a small
puns
shack.
Are fine. Puns are okay.
Puns are fine. Stick with that though, please. Like, you don't need to do more than that. Like, know your limits, please.
That's a calculus thing. That's my joke. That's my joke. Yeah, you liked it. See, I did good jokes. When you do the jokes, it's not as funny. When I do them, they're great.
No, they are equally or worse than mine. Because
that's a math thing too, right?
There's no.
Equal to or great, equal to or less than. Just know that I'm doing one of this with my hands. Like I'm holding up to the microphone, like a flat hand and then a hand in a little.
I can hear it right now.
Mouth.
I can hear it.
Yeah, you hear that?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like this. Right.
I hope that my microphone can pick up the like little slapping sound I made with my hand just then.
It made some
I hope
noise.
That everyone can have just like a silent moment where they just hear like not like that. Good God.
That's kind of what it sounded like. I thought. I'm not sure if I recreated it correctly.
I'm really interested to
play
hear
this
that
back
anyway.
And what were we talking about?
We were talking about my romantic entanglements.
Yeah, just tell them the thing I said.
I guess so. This is, okay. Again, hopefully this podcast can be helpful in some ways to people. Because I know for me, the idea of like saying, hey, I'm asexual is kind of like a stressful thing. I don't think I've actually said that straight up to people like that. Like, this is something I want to ask you about too. Like, I don't think I've ever gone to mom and dad and said, hey, I'm asexual. Like, the only times it's come out is with people I'm comfortable with. And then I'm just like, oh, well, you know, and then I'm asexual. So like, as sort of an aside in a larger conversation. So I don't know. It's like, I guess it's like coming out, sort of, right? It's like weird to just kind of go up to somebody and be like, this is my orientation and this is how it's going to affect our relationship. Like, it's a difficult kind of frightening thing to do. And I know that, like, I don't think that this is the kind of orientation that anybody gets really up in arms over, at least not any, well, that's not, historically there's been some oppression and stuff like that, but like, I'm not afraid that if I went up to this dude and said this, that he would like try to put me in prison or something.
Yeah.
Or put me in like a mental hospital or something, which has happened to people before, but like, you know, like, I'm not afraid of that kind of backlash, I guess. I don't know what it is, but there's certainly a piece of me that's like, that's not going to go great. Like, it's going to be weird. And I don't know.
That's odd.
But maybe that's odd to you. You don't have that feeling.
Nope. I tell people that all the time. I tell it in my stand-up routines.
Right.
Like, I've shouted that to the world repeatedly. Like, everyone knows. Not out of a desire to make sure everyone knows, just because, like, I don't feel any need to not say it.
You have to know about my sex.
Ha, sexuality is a song.
I guess that's
I'm
what
saying.
We're doing now. You have to know about my sex, the podcast.
Yeah, welcome to You Have to Know About My Sex, the podcast.
Why didn't we come up with that name?
Also, fuck you, Jared.
That's right. That's the alternate podcast that we've created. I feel like we've created a couple. It's episode one. We've come up with a couple podcasts, including Marina's Bitter Sam podcast. Like, I really would love. I don't really want to make it. I just want to hear it. I want to be able to sit there and listen to people be as mad about the show as I am. But I guess that's probably not great podcast.
Probably not.
Just like lots of anger and vitriol. You keep hitting your microphone or something.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I do.
Maybe
sorry.
Stop.
Sorry, you're not trying to.
What are you doing? You've stubbed your toe and you keep like hitting. I'm just imagining your nose like hitting the microphone like your face.
I'm turning my head to look at the screen of the laptop more like directly, and the edge of my headphones is bumping the microphone edge in the motion.
Oh, you sound like a little space alien to me a little bit. Like you're not accustomed to the size of your head or something. And so you're
like, my head is bigger than I thought it was.
That's your space alien accent.
Southern. Yeah, darling.
Oh no, my head is bigger than I thought it was. I'm from Mars.
My name is also Bill Clinton.
That doesn't sound like Bill Clinton. Holy
I play a saxophone.
Do you remember what Bill Clinton sounded
like?
You were a baby.
I'm a governor of Arkansas.
Wow. Okay, here's Marina's podcast rec corner. There's an episode of Spontaneation where I think it's Paul F. Tompkins who's doing the Bill Clinton impression. And it's crazy because it sounds just like Bill Clinton. Like, I'm saying I think it's him because I could not tell you. It's amazingly good. Maybe go listen to it.
Oh, also as a side note on that note, have you seen the Wet Hot American Summer sequel series yet?
No, I haven't. I want to do that.
Yeah, it has Bill Clinton in it.
Oh, and so you are familiar with how he talks and you still did that.
He only has like three lines.
Wow. Okay. Well,
sorry.
Cool. That was our fun like rec corner where we rec good media to people.
Welcome.
It has nothing to do with asexuality. Just as good.
Welcome to the rec corner. And now goodbye. We're leaving it.
We're out of the rec corner.
We're out of it.
Ooh, also, I'm also going to rec Parks and Rec. Very good.
Ooh, nice.
For this week's rec corner,
we're going to talk about none other than Parks and Recreations.
Yeah, corner. That's what I said. Why did you say that again?
But I said it longer than...
Wow, that makes it better. It takes more time wasted.
Yeah, I'm like an ent.
That's a tree?
No, they're different.
Is it because one of them can talk and the other one can't? Is that what makes them different?
Not exclusively.
But basic... But like, I was right, basically. There are trees.
That have other, yeah, bait and,
Okay, so I was right about that. And I'm not sure if you're right about anything, because I still don't know about this whole thing. This, okay, let's return to talking about me just for a minute. I don't want to keep talking for too much longer, but the last thing the guy texted me, like, I hadn't talked to him for a little bit, and then all of a sudden I saw, like, he hadn't been in the lunchroom, so I hadn't been able to have lunch with this guy for a little bit, and then he showed back up on, like, Friday last week, and I was like, hey, man, what's been going on? I thought you were busy, like, I thought he had just been busy or something. And he said that he thought I, like, that his flirting had, like, frightened me off, and I was like, oh, like, not in so many words, but he was just like, oh, I thought I'd scared you off, and I was like, what? No. I just didn't text you back because I didn't have anything to say, like, and I haven't talked to you because I haven't seen you. I just kind of thought I would talk to you at lunch, as opposed to texting you. So, no, we're good. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was just like, yeah, sorry, like, flirty texts and stuff, I don't really have a lot of experience with those, so I'm not great at responding to them because I don't really know what to do with them. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll give you more practice, basically. And then he texted me, like, that I was beautiful or something, and my response was, like, very, like, he texted me all this stuff about how I was beautiful or whatever. And then he also said, like, he reiterated, like, I would love to do this thing, like, our hanging out thing and get to know you more outside of work. And I just kind of took the whole thing and was like, I would also like to get to know you outside of work. I just, like, didn't respond to the parts of the message that I didn't know what to do with. But then he, like, basically called it back and was like, what did you think about these parts of things? And I was just like, and I have not responded to that.
Oh, yeah, you should you gotta just tell him. He's asking you the question. He has to be able to accept the answer you give.
My answer is, like, no, I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
But I am interested in hanging out with you. I guess.
Specify. Oh, like I understand that, like, sometimes it's easier to bounce around it, but he asked you a question directly. Like, it's his problem if he can't handle your answer.
Oh, I guess so. I mean, I guess so. It's not like we're hanging out anyway. It's just, like, such a bummer. And, like, can we not, is there not a version of, like, the world where we can just, like, hang out as a dude and a lady and not have to be, like, that we want to also kiss? Like, can we just hang out?
I think that's a question for him in this case, not for society. Yeah. Like, it really comes down to, like, if that's not something he can deal with, that's going to be someone you're not going to want to hang out with anyway.
Right, obviously.
So, like, I'd say just go for it, and you might find out that this guy is super duper awesome, and, like, he's like, oh, I totally get you. That's fine. I just had to, like, hear it really directly and clearly.
Text message. I'm asexual. But see, like, people think that you mean, like, I'm a plant or something. Like, it's tough. You know, though? Like, when you hear the term asexual, it doesn't, like, people don't think the nuance that you and me are talking about here. They just think, like, a plant.
Okay, then
that's the most common.
Yeah, so it's your job as a communicator to find a way to most effectively communicate what you're trying to.
And your suggestion is then maybe just send a podcast where I definitely talk about the guy. And just send it to him and say, here.
Well, you might want to, well, you'd be like, hey, I've
come. No, I'm not sending a pot. No. Also, I have no idea when we're actually going to air this episode.
I hope soon.
Cool.
I promised my landlord that I would have it up soon to pay rent.
You know, that doesn't make sense, right?
No, the landlord said that she was really interested in the concept, and she said she'd knock off $50 a month off my rent if I did this podcast for her.
I can't tell if you're making a joke or not.
I'm not making a joke.
Are you really not?
I'm not making a joke.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I'm making an illusion.
With an A or an I?
Does it matter?
Yeah, well, one is like a trick, and the other is a call to a reference in literature.
I guess it's technically both.
Wait, what literature are you referencing? Arrested Development. What the fuck is going on?
Arrested Development.
Okay, you're making an allusion to the line in Arrested Development where they talk about illusions.
Yes.
So this isn't a true thing then?
No, but I'm very proud of how that worked out.
Okay, I'm happy for you, I guess, but I'm mostly just very confused.
And very saddened that that's what makes me laugh and gives me a good day.
Me too.
Yeah. No, you should be saddened by that.
I'm very sad for you.
No, yeah, I didn't say I was. I'm saying you should be.
You did definitely say
no,
I'm very
I said
sad.
No, I said you should think that you're...
No.
You didn't think
actually.
That I'm...
Let's pause for a second. I'm going to put in, like, a little whooshy sound effect, and we're going to go back in time and listen to you say what you actually said.
All right.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah, cut that out.
No, no. Okay. I thought you were going to maybe rewind for us and say what you actually. It's fine. I'll edit it in. Now we're back.
Nice. That was magic a funny flashback. That was a good flashback, Marina. Good point you made. I don't even know if you were right or I was right. It doesn't matter.
I was right, obviously.
But no matter what, we can now put this behind us and move on.
Great. Just like we're going to do with this episode, because I think we've talked long enough.
I think so, too. So I think the main thing to take away from this is, yeah, we're asexual / demisexual. Tell that guy the things you think. Yeah.
I don't know if I will. I guess we'll find out next time.
Next time on very exciting. The show we're at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is like, well, yeah, what is that? Next time on. I'll do the oh, that's Bob's Burgers. What does it sound like for the other one? Arrested Development also has ukulele, though, right? It's been a while.
Right?
I don't know. Hey, well, that's the end of the podcast. That's the end of it.
Hey, you just stole my line.
We talked about important stuff.
You just stole my line.
What? You have a line?
Yeah, the end of the podcast lines. Our closer.
Oh, the closer. The end.
No, it's mine.
Goodbye. What's your... Okay, goodbye.
Try that again. Jeez.
Goodbye.
That is
I love
the,
you.
Fuck.
Oh, I said some new line, I guess.
Yes, you did. Let's try again.
Goodbye.
That's the end of the podcast now. Please leave.
Oh, that's right. Please leave. Please leave.
It's funny. Yeah, please be gone now.
I'm glad you specified. It's funny. That's the end of the podcast. It's funny. The podcast is funny. It's a comedy podcast. Goodbye. The end.
Bye.